Okay, this says two incomes is better than one. Make sure your girl got two jobs. Stay up, Kings. Okay, let's touch on this. Usually when the guy is at home and the woman is working, even if the woman agreed to it initially, eventually she'll lose respect for you. Not all women, but most. It all depends on other factors. If she was a virgin when you met her and she's completely bonded to you, hey, maybe you can get away with this. But look, I don't got a problem with it. Or maybe she's a career woman. She's a strong, independent career woman and she's making a lot of money. Hey, if the guy want to stay home, take care of the kids, work on his home business, I'm cool with it. I don't see him as any less of a man. Most women will. Another thing I want to touch on is two incomes is better than one. A lot of women don't realize that. They talk all this shit when they start making 50, 60 grand. But after taxes and when you think about retirement, that ain't shit. She still need another income to be able to retire comfortably. But women don't think that far in advance. They just excited to be able to brag about their 50, 60K.
Do you look back at some of your old lyrics, given the climate of what's happening today with women's empowerment, and be like, damn, that was kind of fucked up that I said that?
Nope, hell no. That was me. I love every motherfucking man. Fuck them hoes.
Man, straight stop, up. Man. Fuck Snoop, don't say that.
No,
man.
I'm just saying that's me back then.
Now, he could get away with saying that because he's Snoop Dogg. Don't take that type of attitude at work. Your ass would be on the curb. In the next 10 minutes, you'll be packing that box, that dumbass box at your cubicle. Just leaving this here just because. Checking your simp level. Ain't nothing wrong with appreciating the female form. Let me know what you think about her in the comment section. When he shows you all five love languages. Okay. No problem there. No, not that feminine shit, though. Quality time, okay. Acts of service, he's serving you like a bitch? No, don't do it, fellas. Look like he the woman in the relationship. No, this is, I mean, it's cool from time to time, but don't let her get used to all that extra, extra, extra shit, because it's hard to maintain. It's unrealistic.
What happened to, hello, how are you? My name is, what happened to that?
All the way.
You're not worth that. Have you ever considered that? No, she haven't.
Women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man. Like, y'all impress me. You want to know why? Because y'all have willingly chosen a life of blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I know I'm strong, but y'all a different type of strong. Y'all don't want no help from nobody. Like this morning, for instance, I would have preferred a man's help. I was stuck trying to push a 200 gazillion pound box that I received from Amazon from the front of my house to my garage. While I managed to do it, best believe, given the choice, I'll take her.
Well, it sounds like she's giving a message that's similar to ours, but if you notice, it's all about a man being a tool to her. It's not about genuinely loving and wanting a man and feeling like you need him for other things like emotional support and leadership, things like that. It's all about what he could do for
husband for 200, Alex. I would much rather have a beautiful man who happily helps me with those things that I can cheer on. I would much rather be like, yes, baby, you better build that dresser. You're so strong. See? Let's test how strong this dresser is after. And then go in the house and chill. Like, that sounds like a dream to me. The independent woman doesn't want none of that. She just wants to prove to herself that she was able to.
No, she want to prove to other dingbat bitches on her social media that she was able to do it. Okay. So, yeah, that was some feminine shit, the way he reacted. He reacted like a girl, like, ew, get away from me, yucky, a fan. So, yeah, that was some bitch shit, I'll admit. But no, bitch, you can't just run on stage. Like, no, I'm not going to embrace you with love. You're doing something that's completely out of line. And that you know are against the rules. Yes, the rules apply to you bitches. So yeah, security, come get this hoe. But Michael Jackson, he was more humble about it. It came across better. I get it.
Girl I'm dating told me I like you but not as a boyfriend. I thought she was the one. She was the perfect girl for me. We shared many interests. I liked her a lot and I had lots of fun when I hung out with her until.
Okay, so red flags already. There's no such thing as a perfect girl and there's no such thing as the one. It's like 8 billion people on earth. No one's perfect and no one is the one. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that you could potentially work out with. So we already see what type of mind state this dude has. And he's setting himself up to be disappointed and have his heart broken time after time again by having this fairy tale idea of what relationships are and what women are.
Everything turned upside down today. Today was our fifth date. We went out for a walk in the park and I had decided to bring up the define the relationship talk. I randomly said, so am I like your boyfriend now or what?
It should always be the woman asking that. Never the guy. She should be the one pressuring you for a relationship. When you try to pull the, well, what are we? She see you as a girl. Because she know instinctively that that's what she supposed to be saying to you. And trying to figure out with you. She should be the one confused about what's going on, not the guy. The guy should be lead.
I said it with a big smile on my face expecting that she would say of course. But she said the exact opposite, of course not. I like you but not as a boyfriend. The of course is what killed me from the inside, and I literally felt out of breath for a few seconds. I then told her that I needed to go home. I think I said a total of 10 words on the way back home because that moment kept replaying in my head and it was like a shock on a loop. I thought about asking her about the meaning of what she said, but then I thought to myself that it was a waste of time.
Yeah, it would have been. See, this is why you let your intentions be known up front. With women, you don't be friendly with her for 3-6 months and then finally ask, what are we? No, I'm trying to get with you as a boyfriend. Let her know that up front. Maybe not the first day, but first week. Well, no, the first day, depending on what the situation is. If it's a coworker or something, no, but I wouldn't advise dating somebody at work anyway. But yeah, let your intentions be known up front so you don't get caught up like this dude and play hard.
Like the last 4 months I spent dating her and thinking to myself that she was the one for me. But yeah, you don't always get what you want, right? I did everything I could. I made her laugh a lot of times, escalated on physical touch, though not kissing because I live in religious country, and posted numerous times on Reddit to help me navigate this and not make any mistakes, but I honestly don't know where it went wrong. I feel stupid, angry, and devastated because I tried so hard and thought that for once things would go my way.
That was your problem. You tried so hard. You think Chad gotta try so hard? Not at all. Yeah, Reddit isn't... I mean, I get it. You're looking for information. You're trying to do everything right. But that attitude of wanting to do everything right is what led you astray. You gotta not give a fuck. Genuinely. Like, yeah, she cool, but, you know, if she like me, cool. If she don't, she don't. Get some other hobbies. Get something else to worry about. So you won't be so focused on trying to do everything perfect so this bitch can like you. If you was just doing your own thing and nonchalant, like, hey, whatever, I'm doing my thing. If you want to hang out, cool. If not, cool, because I got other shit to get into. She probably would have liked you. Or maybe not. Because as the study shown, most women find most guys unattractive. They only see the top 20%. So even if you did do everything right, there's a still high chance she wasn't going to like you.
This post was more like a rant to let out the anger in me to hopefully help me get over what happened. If you've made it this far, thanks for reading. Edit, we talked about this and it turns out that she read the situation wrong. She wanted to say that she likes me and that she doesn't consider us a couple right now, and she's open to go on more dates to figure out if she's ready for a relationship or not because she is now unsure whether she wants one right now or not. Should I give this another chance?
No, because that basically means, yeah, I'll keep taking food from you, and you can keep entertaining me and being my jester. Yeah, no problem. Why wouldn't I keep taking free dates? Nights out on the town. Yeah, I'm going to keep figuring it out while you keep spending your money and entertaining me. Yeah, that was just... a complete insult to your intelligence. Cut her off. Never talk to her again.